And hello, good people of the internet. It is I, Tommy Kelly, and this is Adventures in Woo Woo. And in this episode, I want to talk a bit about the return of the Black Dog. So as part of my latest self-care, self-investment, looking after myself type program that I've decided to embark on, I've decided, or I have been doing, is to come out every day into nature for some time just on my own and to try and recharge or just get away from all the things and all that, with the added benefit of trying to put in a video as well so that I can tick off the box of having been productive that day as well. Not always. Today I'm out in Mellifont Abbey, and that's another place that's close enough to where I live. It's wonderful. I've been here once before, but I always in my head I conflated with another place, which is Monastery Boys, which kind of is like the ruins of an old abbey, monk abbey. And I forget that this place is here, and it's wonderful gardens and kind of wooded areas and stuff. And where I am right now is kind of this almost secret garden where there's little nooks and crannies where you can go in and sit, and it's very dark in places, and it's very magical. Good for recharge. I was trying to find a nice place to film, but you have to make the balance between it being super cool and magical and also having enough light that you can see it. But I'll try and take some footage of around and overlay it over this video so you can get a kind of flavour of what this is all about. So what happened yesterday, I was talking about, well, I don't know when these are uploaded, the last video we'll say, I was talking about going to Reiki again and how much I had over the week I'd been in great mood and really uplifted and felt, almost myself again, or how I imagine normal people feel on a regular kind of basis, just being able to cope with life, being happier alive, all of these things. And it was great. And I was talking about clearing and moving stuff and all that. So then I went to Reiki again yesterday and had a wonderful Reiki experience. It felt like an awful lot of things recalibrated, realigned, polarities shifted, felt loads of different kind of sensations, and it felt like a lot happened. And afterwards I felt very calm and peaceful and stuff. But almost immediately, before I even left the healer's house, my mood dropped. And it didn't drop massively, but I could feel it. And then this morning when I woke up, it had plummeted, absolutely plummeted down. And which is a shame, because I was hoping that this Reiki would be a good catalyst to kind of get into a better place or to remove stuff. And maybe this is all part of the journey and all of that kind of stuff. And I'm aware of that. You have to go in, the darkest is before the dawn, all of these type of things. But it just feels like a step backwards. It feels like where I was before I went to the Reiki. And it certainly feels like a much lower place than where I was this time yesterday. I've tried on a number of occasions, and I have mentioned here and there on the podcast, the old podcast, the audio one, to talk about depression. But I find it very hard because, one, it's hard for me to be that open and that kind of, not open, I'm trying to be as open and honest as I can. It's hard for me to be that vulnerable, I would say, not just online, but to people in general. And it's only very recently, in the last couple of years of my life, I've been able to talk about it, even to the people who are, close to me. For a number of reasons. One, because unless you have gone through depression, this isn't gatekeeping depression by any means, it's very hard to explain what it is or understand what it is or be aware of what it is. And an awful lot of the things that come up about depression and people's solutions to depression are extremely unhelpful, insulting in many ways, and bordering on, just, I suppose in a sense, callousness or almost dismissive, out of hand. And you get things like go outside more, exercise more, eat better, you just want to be unhappy, and all of these things. Or what have you to be depressed about? All of the people have it much worse. And all of those things can play a factor, obviously, but an awful lot of people who are depressed do eat well, do exercise a lot, do get outside, and don't want to be unhappy. When I woke up this morning, I woke up to that mood. And so in that place, it's very hard to find, if you're looking for the trigger. What's the trigger? Why did I end up like that? And you could probably point it back to yesterday and when it started. But I've had many a morning where I've gone to bed feeling elated or in good form or, all set to, battle the next day or whatever it is. Battle's probably a bad word. We all set for the next day and then woke up with no energy and zero and plummeting in darkness and my head in the wrong place, all of that. And it feels to a large extent like I'm not in control of that. Like there's as if there's some kind of being hovering around you who has decision over your mood. And like the same way last week when I was in great mood, as if I had no control over that, as if I was being allowed this. And whereas not necessarily feel then when it plumps that it's a punishment, but it's like that I've no say in it. That I don't get to decide. The only thing I get to decide is how I react to these feelings. And people say, you know, like that you can spiral, which I can, and you know, you can stop yourself from getting to that point. But that's hard when you wake up in that point, because you're already gone past that. You know, you can't stop the spiral because you're mid-spiral and you haven't been conscious for how it started. So that's not to say that I believe that there's someone up there having like an alien grey looking over me going, depression button today, or, you know, happiness or whatever. But it's just kind of a nice metaphor for me to kind of view it as, in that it does feel like it's out. In the same way that when someone gets sick or someone gets cancer or... That went dark very quick. But it's like, whose decision was that? It's like your body's decision, or you've no kind of control over what your body does. It's like there's this kind of separation between, you know, your persona, your person, and what your body does. And that's particularly evident when you get sick, because you kind of feel like, who's, you know, you're blaming your body in a sense, but that is you. Or is it? You know, the whole spiritual thing of you are a spiritual body or spiritual being having a, you know, temporary human existence and all that. As if, again, that kind of idea of that you're trapped within this human thing. I don't know, but I definitely feel a disconnect between myself and my body and my emotions. It's almost my emotions happen to me or inflicted upon me rather than I have them or I experience them. Like, I definitely, that darkness or the black dog of the depression feels like an opposing energy on me. It doesn't feel like it's part of me. It doesn't feel like it's me doing it. It feels oppositional. It feels weighty. It feels, it descends on me. And when it goes in the same way in that it starts to dissipate and it starts to lessen. It's not suddenly good news or your mood change. Although it can be quite sudden, but I mean it more sudden in that it's not like on off. You can feel it gradually disappearing and dissipating and stuff like that. Almost like as if you're on a drug and you can feel the effects wearing off and that. So while I've obviously disassociated an awful lot from it, but it's something that I don't know what to do with, because as I say, it feels external, it feels done to me, and so I have to, in some way, incorporate that back into who I am and kind of look at it that way and really take this time coming from the Reiki. And what are other things I'm going to do? I'm going to try and get to do some acupuncture this week as well, and try to make myself, you know, look at it like the whole holistic body and feel yourself as one. Because right now I feel definitely a separation between my spirit or my soul or whatever that is, my mind, my analytical mind, my emotions, my subconscious, and my physicality. Very much feel all like different people, and it feels then that there's an influence that's also outside that has an impact, which other than just the world, other than physicality. And that I have to unpack a bit more and have a look at and all of those things. But it's interesting too, like how I know the law of attraction or whatever it is works is because it definitely happens when I go into a dark place that I can change the world around me for the negative. Like instantly, I've been following this, you know, I've had a problem with my eye and it's just like a dermatitis or something that's going on around my eye, and I ended up in the hospital and I thought it was shingles and it wasn't shingles, and then got this cream and it went away until this morning or yesterday when I was leaving the house. I noticed the healer's house that I had a spot or two on my eye again, just in the car mirror, and then this morning it's all back, and I don't know if you'll see it, but it's back to where it was. And that seems connected. And then this morning when I was cleaning out the house, I was cleaning out the cat litter tray, the bag just busted everywhere for no reason. Like, no reason. And, like, first thing in the morning, already feeling the worst of the worst, and then here's the spiral. And that's more than just me putting an undue emphasis on something. That's something really unlikely and shitty to happen. That's something that I do every day, is clean out the litter tray. And then on days that I'm happy, everything's fine. And then on days that I go a bit dark, this type of stuff happens. And then, you know, then it gets spiraling, spiraling. So that's always my proof of why I think the law of attraction works, because of my negative ability to spiral things worse and worse. I just have to work on the good things. And by that I try to constantly do the, you know, the five things I'm grateful for, and constantly see, make a big deal. In reality transurfing, he talks about when something good happens, make a big deal about it. You know, make, rather than, because we make big deals out of the bad stuff that happens, make a big deal out of the good stuff that happens. So I just wanted to talk a bit about that, because it's something I've kind of avoided on the video, certainly, and to a large extent, although I did touch on it in the podcast, just because it's hard for me to talk about, because I'm guarded around it, because I don't want to come across as a whiner or in some poor me. And I do have victim issues, in that I victim play as part of my shadow work, my shadow stuff, and so I have to be aware of that, of not falling into that trap. And it's all too easy for me to kind of garner love and attention from people by playing the victim and telling the sad story. But it's also a part of me that does, you know, that in a sense is a victim, all terrible words, but it does suffer from this thing that I need to explore and talk about. And this is the whole point. The original point of the podcast was for me to kind of go through all of these things and talk about them, talk through them as a kind of counselling session for myself in a way. And I kind of missed that from the podcast, which I don't do so much in the video, which I'm going to try to incorporate a bit more. More vloggy, a bit more just me talking about my life, rather than trying to do an adventure in woo-woo or, you know, talk about a particular topic or, you know, thing. Well, I'll do all that stuff too, but with these kind of life kind of videos as well, because they're important for me. And being that I don't think I'm particularly unique in these kind of situations, any kind of insights I can find might be helpful or applicable to other people. Or if nothing else, it's you know, that it gives you some people to see that, you know, you're not alone in these feelings, or I'm not alone, or all of these things. So yeah, that's where I'm at. Not good today. And because of the way these videos comes out, by the time it comes out, it could be a week or two. Hopefully I'm in a better place, but I thought it'd be important to mark, which means that I did mark the fact of how good I felt from the Reiki last week, that important to mark how dipped I and the black dog has once again visited me. But I am trying, so here I am in this wonderful place, trying to recharge and get myself back together and all that. And let's try to look after ourselves. Self-care is important. So good people of the internet, until our next adventure, be well. Thank you.